It's gonna be a good day. If you go the right way, you might die quickly or solve a mystery. What adventure will you choose? What would Jerry do?
Hey y'all, and welcome back to What Would Jerick Do?
A Choose Your Own Adventure podcast, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah! What do you know? Hey folks, my name is Eric.
And I'm Chad, and we'll be your co-hosts on this adventure.
And we will be your co-hosts on this adventure,
That's
Chad.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I know. I was going to say that, but then you said that, so then we both said it, and now here we are.
So, been a few weeks since... You know, our last episode.
Yeah, but here we are again, ready to entertain and enthrall another time.
Yep, and we took a brief, we're back to good old R.A. Montgomery this week.
Yes,
so we had
Anson
last week.
Yeah, Anson was a little wordy for us.
He was a little wordy.
So we're checking out R.A. again. Hopefully he won't let us down.
And,
he doesn't often.
And as we teased last week.
Last episode.
Right. I say last week. I mean last episode.
You know what we're talking about.
Last time.
This
a little bit of a...
Yeah.
A sequel action happening this week.
Possibly, maybe. We don't exactly know how this correlates into a sequel. It is Adventure Number 18, Return to Atlantis. And as you may or may not know, episode 11 was Journey Under the Sea, which is also probably both of our favorite episodes.
I think, yeah.
It's by far my favorite episode.
I would agree. It's my favorite episode. I think we've recorded this entire podcast.
Yeah. So out of the 14 that we have done / are doing right now, episode 11 is a solid adventure. So if you haven't listened to it, please go check it out.
Please go check it out.
Maybe possibly even before listening to this one.
I would say if you have not listened to episode 11 and you're listening to this episode right now,
yes,
click pause, go listen to episode 11, come back to this one.
All right.
Do feel like there will likely be some spoiler-y details.
Potentially. Yeah.
As always, we've not read this book. We have no idea when we do these.
No clue.
It's a live read. So
yeah.
We've read nothing, but we anticipate that there will be references to that other book, and you should probably listen to that one first before you listen to this one. So if you have not, go listen to episode 11. Start at episode 2 if you haven't.
Yeah, just don't even worry about episode 1.
It was good, Warren. It was good, but, you know, was our first time.
Also, yeah, we're finding out what we're doing. I haven't listened to it since I think we uploaded it, so I don't really recall how good it is.
It was good.
All right. So.
I mean, it was good.
Right. But episode 2, classic forever.
Classic Cherick. That one will go down in Cherick lore.
Yeah, it already is. Yeah, Cherick lore. Cherick's already got lore.
But yeah.
So yeah, here we are again reading another book. Chad, any background and why and how you got me all entangled in these things?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had, you know, these books have come in and out of my life through my many years. I did, you know, grow up reading these, but even more recently, before we started this podcast, I was spending some time on a retreat of sort. Like, I just needed a getaway.
Yeah.
An unplug. And I found kind of this secluded cabin in the woods. Just, like, kind of up around, like, in Pennsylvania, kind of like Hershey area. You know, there was like a small foresty area there.
Just a small one.
Yeah, you know, it was like a little community.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a cabin kind of nestled back in some trees and on the bookshelf they had a series of these books
in the cabin.
Yeah, just for the guests.
Nice.
To help pass the time, and I I took that weekend and really reconnected with a few of these texts.
What an excellent choice of books to have in a cabin.
Right? Yeah, because you could read them over and over. Yeah. And
that's neat.
Met some of the local people, had some of the local fare, and it was a really excellent few days kind of to recenter and find myself again. And
nice.
You know, that was...
That sounds really great.
Yeah, I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Heck yeah. That sounds awesome.
Maybe we'll sponsor you. Like a What Would Cherick Do retreat.
Oh, how cool would that be?
Where we and all of our listeners can get together at like a retreat center.
Stay in some cabins and make decisions Kansas together.
And we'll do a couple live reads, and everybody can bring all their favorite Choose Your Own Adventure books, and we can talk about the podcast and R.A. Montgomery. And
wow.
Wouldn't that be great?
Sounds awesome. Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, look for those dates.
Right. Yeah. We'll pin them in here real quick.
Yeah. It's just a small... It'll be a small fee.
Well...
$700-$800, something like that for the weekend.
Yeah, real small.
Just a small fee.
Yeah.
It'll be worth the money.
All of our rich friends.
Dove chocolates for everybody.
Just in case you need some help with your decision, we'll give you two.
The fee does not include lodging or food. That's on you. Also, transportation to and from the event is on you.
Yeah. Any recreational drug use, on you.
Yeah.
Beer will not be provided.
What we will provide is good times, choices.
Yeah, and lots of Cherick.
And lots of Cherick and Dove chocolates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend will be sponsored by Dove, as most of our podcasts have been.
At least half of them so far.
If you want to, just go to dovechocolates.com/Cherick Podcast. And put in offer code CYOA Cherick 3. And you can receive 150% off your order of Dove chocolate.
Go stop, Chad. Oh. And if you actually do any of that, you should email us and tell us how it goes.
If it
works, I'm really curious.
Shoot, let me know because I
because we need to sign up too.
Ton of money on top.
Oh man. Okay. Well, hey, what do you say we just dive into this book?
Yeah. No, I'm into it.
The return.
Let's return to Atlantis.
Oh man.
It's Choose Your Own Adventure number 18.
Number 18. Here we go.
Yeah. Let's roll. Well.
So it is a sequel, but it's not a sequel.
Well, it may be.
Here's
it's
where
not
I
the
think,
sequel that we know.
Absolutely. And I think that's where I was going with this, was that obviously book two, Journey Under the Sea, had many possible endings.
We read a couple of them.
We did. But I wonder if this beginning is a specific beginning from one of the endings of that book.
Sounds like it.
Which we did not encounter. We had a very different ending than what is being described in the beginning of this book.
Yeah.
All of that aside, it's terribly exciting.
Yep. So we are, you know, Cherick, the undersea explorer.
We are
Cherick. The undersea explorer, who has been to Atlantis before. In the Seeker.
According to this book, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It is 3 years past our last journey to Atlantis. And our best friend, Horton. Doesn't necessarily believe us. And since we brought...
to be fair, nobody does.
Okay, true. We didn't bring any proof back.
But
no
here's
one...
the kicker. Like, it's the book. This book says that we spent 3 days... in the city of Atlantis, talking to the Atlanteans.
Yeah, we never really encountered a city.
We also spent 1,000 years in thought travel.
Well, also, like, the rest of our lives.
And, And when we came back, like, the world didn't exist.
It was very really. Different was very... than when we had left.
Yes.
So, we're a time-traveling warlock.
Thought time-traveling warlock.
Yeah, we gotta keep adding that in. I forget that. Things are a little different than maybe we remember because it's an alternate reality. Whatever the case is.
Horton
has some grant money.
And he can finance a return trip. And so nobody in the world believes. Everybody thinks we're crazy town.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes us. They laugh at us behind our backs.
Yeah.
And, like, Horton, like, half believes us.
He believes us enough to put this grant money toward an expedition to come with us to Atlantis.
Yeah.
Because he wants to see it, and he says, hey, look, if I come with you, then, you know, you will be vindicated, and there will be two of us.
Yeah, and they can't argue with two of us.
Exactly. I mean, they could.
They likely
would. But it's whatever.
So we get our old ship, the Murray.
The Murray and the Seeker 2.
Seeker 2.
So in 3 years, we've gotten the next generation submarine, which is also yellow.
Which is yellow. It's a yellow submarine.
Can I just get a... We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We're going to see Atlantis under the sea. In a yellow submarine. Yeah, okay. Well, we could keep going on with that for a long time. Ringo sings it better. It's fine. But it must be done.
Yeah. We take the boat. We go out to, like, where, you know, about to where we think the entrance to Atlantis is.
Mm-hmm. Horton and we get into the Seeker 2.
Seeker 2.
We dive into the water, and there's no cable connecting us to the Murray this time.
Right, we're not cabled.
So we're immediately just free to roam and to go down into the depths of the ocean.
And we're down there and close to, like, this rock formation, which we seem to remember being where we found the entrance to Atlantis.
Right.
But we also see a giant object that, like, fills our entire field of vision.
And it's breathing. Yeah, that's very strange.
And on the side of it is a small silver capsule that has a yellowish glow, which seems to be blinking a signal at us. And so Horton, you know, is very intrigued by this, what he believes to be a fish. And maybe the biggest fish that anybody's ever seen.
Large aquatic mammal.
And so our choice is, he wants to, like, track the beast down. And it was his grant money that made all of this possible. You know, so maybe we should go, like, do what he wants to do and, like, track the beast.
There's some sense in that.
Or if we're a little, like, weary about this beast and we kind of want to, like, avoid it at all cost. And so that's the choice. So, like, we could track the beast and turn to page 20 or, like, avoid the creature and descend to the territory where we think the entrance to Atlantis is. And we turn to page 24.
This large sea creature that takes up the entire scope of our gaze really has me intrigued, Jen.
I don't think it's a sea creature at all.
What do you think it is?
When do sea creatures have silver, yellow glowing capsules with blinking lights?
There are many strange things about this, right?
Yeah.
I think it would be more interesting to see what this thing is and what is this yellow blinking signal. Versus diving down to where we possibly think the entrance to Atlantis might be. But if Horton is really about checking this thing out, maybe we should give it a shot.
I think I could be with you here.
Yeah?
I think this seems peculiar.
It's very peculiar.
And there's something about this blinking light that makes me want to follow it.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I want to touch the thing. So, no,
Should we check it out? I mean, look, worst case scenario, it eats us, or we just continue on our way to Atlantis.
Yeah. Okay. No, let's see what happens.
Okay. We're going to check out this large underwater blinky thingy.
Yeah, and we're going to turn to page 20.
Perfect.
Well, that got very interesting very quickly.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So, yeah. We decided to check out this creature, right?
Yeah.
And,
air quotes, creature.
Right. Creature. So, we do, and we say hello, and we go fishing, we say, right?
Hello.
We're like, Horton, let's go fishing. And, so Horton's super into it. His, you know, area of expertise is dolphin and whale communication analysis, right? So he's, like, turning on all his audio equipment, seeing if this thing's putting out any sweet sonic masterpieces. Sure enough, we hear music. It's some strange music emanating from the silver capsule, perhaps, that's attached to this strange creature. And when we ask where it's coming from, Horton agrees that it's probably the silver capsule attached to the side, because the minute the music started, the yellow blinking light on the silver capsule stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Which does seem to be kind of convenient. So we watch, and then the silver capsule detaches from the creature. And it kind of, like, comes toward us through a pencil-thin stream of intense red light, which is kind of terrifying. And the music changes pitch and volume, gets much louder, approaching our threshold for pain. We're screaming at Horton, you know, what's going on? What is it? And then we're bathed in a pinkish light from this thing. And then all of a sudden, an eerie voice penetrates the cabin. Request permission to come aboard your vessel, it says. And then nothing after that. So silence follows that message. The music stops. The capsule stops. All we hear is our heart beating. And Horton's just over the moon, fascinated, enthralled, totally lost it. He's loony. And our mind is racing with all these different options for what we can do right now. And we have three options. If we choose to attempt escape from this strange, talking, musically silver thing by making an emergency dive, we turn to page 57. If we want to use our blaster, the Seeker 2 has been equipped with a blaster versus the Seeker 1.
After that battle with that squid.
Exactly. So the squid battle got a blaster on there. Now we have one to repel or destroy the capsule if we want to. And then we turn to page 65. Or if we decide to let whatever it is in the silver capsule aboard, we turn to page 7.
Damn.
So there's part of me, having gone through the first journey to Atlantis, that's like, oh, this silver capsule can't be anything that menacing, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like,
it's probably an Atlantean. He just wants to hang out with us. Right, exactly. They're always got some weird shit going on, but really they're kind of friendly.
Let's go back in the thought travel.
Exactly. So on the whole, I don't know if I feel terribly threatened by it. But this is a gigantic sea creature, and this is a very strange silver capsule, which we never encountered before in our first experience.
We didn't encounter any of this before.
Well, that's also true.
I mean, we didn't. Neither did we in the book that we're reading today.
Right. Exactly.
Like, we don't recognize it to be Atlantean technology.
No, certainly not. It does not, you know, that's just our best guess.
So we dive.
We dive, we blast
it. Shoot it.
Or we decide to let it in. I really don't think that we should blast it.
I think blasting it would be a bad idea.
I feel like we should either try to run away or just let it in.
I mean, it's like way bigger than us, right?
Well, the creature is. I don't know how big the silver capsule is.
It controls the creature, I'm assuming.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is more like a vessel, like a giant ship.
And the silver capsule is kind of like its ambassador.
An away pod or something.
Oh,
you know?
Interesting.
like we're in the Seeker and it sits usually on top of the Marais.
Same okay. thing. Here's what I'm thinking. It's in a silver capsule. It speaks to us. I feel like it's an Atlantean. I think maybe we should just trust it.
I feel like it's somebody else, like an evil, like enemy of the Atlanteans,
like who are like an evil power master.
No, he would never fit under the water.
You don't think so?
I think he's much bigger than a planet.
Yeah, but what if he's looking for Atlantis? Granted,
don't bring up.
It seems a little far fetched.
This seems a little far fetched. The evil power master. But they were like the Atlanteans were at like war with these other people, remember? Did we talk about that in the first part? Like the Atlanteans are aliens from another planet who like fled their planet because they were like at war with like this other race.
Oh, so you're thinking possibly maybe this is that other race.
Like looking for Atlantis.
No.
You know what I mean? Like they're also searching.
Shit. And we're the one human who could lead them there.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's an option. Like, yeah. I'm not convinced that this other ship is an Atlantean ship. Or why wouldn't they be like, oh, sup, Cherik? Long time no see.
Well, you know, maybe they...
What's with all the theatrics and the music and the blinking light?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't know it's us.
Well, we're in a new ship.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, Chad.
I think initially I was leaning towards letting the people on the ship.
But now you're thinking maybe not.
Well, I don't know.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite.
I still feel like I am leaning that way, but okay. I'm just like, I feel
a little more wary about it.
Yeah, I feel cautiously pessimistic.
Well, I'm game for that. Consciously pessimistic. I think that we should decide to let them in. I'm really curious.
I feel like if we don't let them, like, our chances of defeating or escaping them are slim.
Yeah. Slim to nil.
And if we let them in willingly, perhaps we can settle this even if they're an enemy. More diplomatically and less like mind probey,
right? Less like shooting at you or running away from you and then getting tortured by them,
right?
Yeah, okay, I'm up for that.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, well, hey, we're going to let whatever is in the silver capsule aboard the Seeker 2 and turn to page 7. Oh god.
Well, well, well.
That could not have gone any better, Chad.
It could not have gone better for those few pages.
Because guess what, folks?
Freaking Atlanteans.
Freaking Atlanteans.
Love it. So, this big fish thing is actually like a harvester fish ship plant thing.
So these two Atlanteans in the silver capsule.
Yeah, their names are Malduna and Yang Tun.
So Malduna and Yang Tun have been with this fish now for like a week, gathering plankton and other undersea food and things for the Atlanteans.
And Malduna, so they board our ship, and Malduna recognizes us. She's like, hey, I know you, Cherik. Like, been a while.
When you were with us, I was just a young Atlantean.
He's like, and it's only been 3 years in human time, but much more time has passed in Atlantean time.
That makes so much sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
So while we were trapped in thousands of years of Atlantean time, it was maybe only a couple years.
Oh, but a lot of shit went down.
But then the ending of that book didn't make... Yeah, that doesn't add up at all.
I thought it did, too.
It made sense for about a minute.
No.
But then it didn't anymore.
Forget we said any of it. All right.
Sorry about that, folks. Ignore us.
Apparently, you didn't need to listen to any of episode 11 before you listened to episode 14.
So, listen to episode 11 and then throw out everything you know about it and then listen to episode 14.
Okay. So, here's the choice. Here's the options. So their boat's only like half full. They're like, we just left. Our boat's only half full.
It's not a boat. It's a fish, Chad.
It's a fish They're controlling it.
Harvesting fish.
And,
thing.
Yeah. They're like, you can just come with us. Hang out. We're, like, half full. Like, the fish is only half full. Like, once he's full, we'll go back to Atlantis. Probably gonna be a few days. Or you can, which Horton's super into.
Yeah, Horton's all about these people, and
he's really into the fish.
He recognized that the music that this fish was giving off was exactly the same as the whale music.
Yeah.
Which
he found super interesting.
Really, to me, it just means that the Atlanteans are super smart, and they're like, it's a whale, you stupid humans.
Yeah, right?
Whereas it's not actually a whale.
Or they're like, we can give you directions to Atlantis, but, like, our entrance procedures have changed because the alien elixir, which is, like, the evil aliens I was talking about a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Their forces are at work again. So yeah. There's some, like, I think heightened security.
Also, we would be leaving Horton. Apparently, to Atlantis.
Either way, Horton stays with them. Yes. And we go on by ourselves in the Seeker 2. Or we all stay and, like, hit up Atlantis in a few days.
As far as I'm concerned, that sounds great. I mean, hang out with Horton and a couple of Atlanteans for a few days, maybe a week. Go catch some plankton and this big fish thing. I don't know, man. Kind of sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it sounds less dangerous.
Definitely.
Either way, we get to Atlantis.
Absolutely true.
Just one way's quicker.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, the whole point of this journey is to go with Horton, right? Like, I feel like we don't really want to leave our pal.
Because then nobody will believe us again?
Well, not even necessarily that, but a little bit of that, and a little bit of, he's our pal. Like, do we really split up? And not that we can't trust
these Atlanteans. Do we Carlos this guy?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, yes, you could phrase it that way. Should we Carlos Horton? We know how when we Carlos'd Carlos.
Yeah, not well.
It didn't go well. No. We didn't even get to say goodbye.
Haunts me to this day.
Every freaking night I sleep, Chad.
Every freaking night you sleep?
Every night I sleep. I think, man, I just wish that I could have said goodbye to Carlos.
Anyway. Let's just stay. Like, I don't understand why we would, like, run off into danger.
Seems a little unnecessary.
It seems very like something we would do.
Absolutely. Seems like the cherished decision. But I think it could also be kind of fun to hang out with this fish and harvest food for the Atlanteans.
Let's turn to page 60.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Well,
that didn't last long at all.
No.
We agree to go with Yankton and Molduna over to their capsule, which we do.
Yeah.
It's pretty empty. There's some viewing ports and like a control system that you speak to orally and communicate with. Pretty advanced, but Atlantean, you know, to us, pretty run in the mill. But almost immediately, the computer voice in this silver capsule says, "Be advised that we are surveying and approached by an unknown vessel." I'm sorry, I butchered that. We are being surveyed and approached by an unknown vessel. This puts both of the Atlanteans on edge.
They have atomic warheads.
They have atomic warheads. Yes, yes. The vessel, yes, the vessel that is approaching is armed with primitive but lethal atomic warheads. And Molduna asks, "Hey, are there any Navy ships about?" And we say, "Hey, we don't know. They're all over the place. Like, I don't really know what to tell you." And so Molduna tells the computer to, "Hey, prepare for possible enemy activity, deploy the confusion gear, set deflector shields." And then the capsule releases from the fish and, like, submerges 500 feet in an inky black substance designed to confuse and create a, you know, a force field illusion-y sort of a thing. And then Molduna looks at us and says, if you wish to return to the Seeker 2, please do so. We must prepare for hostile action. So our choice is to go back to the Seeker 2 or to remain aboard the Atlantean capsule and see what happens.
I don't know. I mean, gut reaction?
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah. I mean, we just made the decision to stay.
Yeah, this is very back to should I stay or should I go now?
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that one asked like 3 times in a row, right? Should I stay or should I go now? That's a bluesy version.
Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, I feel like we should just ride it out. Like, I feel like they're prepared for this.
I totally trust the Atlanteans.
Like, one, they've been dodging humans forever. Like, who knows how we found them? We don't. And if it's the bad guys, I'm assuming, you know, that they'll send, like, other Atlantean ships to come help their, like, presumably, like, defenseless harvesting vessel.
That's true.
I mean, there's probably not a lot of, like, weapons on this harvesting fish.
Truth. Yeah. And this would also be a fairly easy target for enemies of the Atlanteans to attack. So we should keep that in mind. Yeah, absolutely.
Cut off their food supply.
Can't get to Atlantis. We can at least get everything that they need to survive.
Yeah.
So that they have to come out.
A clever ruse.
I mean, I'm totally game for staying. I trust Molduna and Yankton.
I'm down for staying. I mean, I am. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, that's the whole point of the books, Chad.
Well, sometimes I do know.
Oh, do you?
Well, like that one time, I totally called it.
Well, that's true. You did, like, nail it verbatim what happened.
No, let's stay. I mean, let's just roll with it.
You up for living dangerously?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to remain aboard and turn to page 73. Oh, man. So, battle stations are prepared.
Yeah.
Yankton goes to the back to kind of get some stuff ready. Muldoon keeps talking to the computer, getting the lowdown on this intruder who is approaching rapidly. And the computer is a little bit more terrified now. Like, it seems like it's actually an imminent threat.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yankton comes back from the aft section of the ship. He's ordered Herman to exit the area.
And Herman's the fish.
Before we can even ask who Herman is, the fish swims away, the gigantic fish, which is, it's just fantastic. His name's Herman.
That's great.
I want to just point that out.
Is he the founder of Herman's Hermit?
You know what? He might be. I thought that was so funny. Anyway, so Herman swims away, and Molduna looks at us and asks, if you wish to dive for Atlantis and to safety, we'll do it to leave the intruder. We will have absolutely the time to accomplish this. But if you want to stay and thwart the intruder, we can. So if we want to rapid escape to Atlantis, turn to page 66. If we want to stay and ward off the intruder, we turn to page 48.
Surprisingly?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to run away.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is where RA is the master, right? Because he asks you a question, and then you make a decision, and then he makes you freaking ask yourself that question again. I am 1,000% up for fighting this dude, man.
Really?
Yeah. I want to know what... Okay, first of all, we haven't encountered the evil people thwarting or trying to thwart the Atlanteans, right?
Never.
So this could be our first one-on-one encounter with some evil people.
Potentially first and only.
Potentially first and only. That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
We seem handily outgunned.
You think so?
I thought that's kind of what it hinted at in the book.
I mean, I don't feel like the Atlanteans are terribly nervous about this. I feel like if they were really overwhelmed and terrified, then they would not even give us an option and just say, hey, we're gonna go. Like, we're not ready for this. Let's GTFO, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of curious.
I'm kind of like, hey, let's run away to Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And hide. Not hide, but, like, they have to be much more prepared than we are? Like, the city?
May I propose?
Yes.
In the immortal words of Captain Jack Sparrow...
Why is the rum always gone?
No.
Oh.
I propose that we embrace the noblest and oldest pirate tradition...
And run away.
Which is that we must fight to run away. That's what I propose.
So we need to, like, knock him out and then run away.
Right. Well, or, you know, battle them.
So if maybe that's their whole thing. Like, hey, let's pick on what we feel like is a defenseless vessel. They'll run back to Atlantis. We'll follow them, and then we'll know where Atlantis is.
That's also very true.
And a valid strategy.
That's a very valid strategy, and one that I hadn't even thought about. I think that we should battle it out.
We could stay and fight.
Yeah?
Sure.
You in? You in with me, pal? To the end?
To the end.
Once more to the breach, dear friend. Okay, well, if I've convinced you.
Is that from a... What's that thing that you just said?
I'm not really sure where it's from.
I think it's from, shoot. This is a really bad reference, but they, like, talked about it in that movie.
That movie.
Yeah. The one with Sandra Bullock, and that she takes in the guy and makes him a football player.
Oh, The Blind Side?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually ever seen that movie.
Anyway, I think it's a poem.
Yeah?
And it's like... Oh my gosh.
I got nothing.
Somebody out there right now is like dying, and you're like, you guys are idiots. Exactly this thing.
I know that this probably isn't correct at all, but for some reason when I was saying it, it felt very Shakespearean to me. Which, again, I know is probably not the truth. But it's helpful.
Alright, but once more into the breach.
Once more to the breach, dear friends. Okay. Well, while Chaz is trying to figure that out, we're going to turn to page 48 and try to ward off the intruder. Okay. I've made a huge mistake. Oh my God. I cannot believe that just happened.
Yeah, well, that's on you, Ben.
Okay, folks, it's so different than you could possibly imagine.
Alright, let me tell you what happens. So, we're like, hey, we've never run from a fight, why start now? Right? And they're like, hey, sweet, sounds good. We're like, hey, you got weapons on this thing or what? We're like, well, not really. We're like... You're like, violence just brings more violence, you know, so...
Yeah, the Atlanteans are very wise, you know.
Like, what we have are just, like, energy deflectors. Whatever you shoot at us just gets returned right back at you most of the time. So, like, your attack becomes...
Your attack.
Your demise.
Upon yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty elegant, really.
I mean, it's really wonderful. The Atlanteans have this all
so,
figured out.
Like, they... You know, release this like cloud of stuff that's like the energy protection around them, and we get a glimpse at the ship, and it's an Earth sub.
It's we're a like, submarine.
It's just an Earth submarine.
It's a normal submarine.
And we're like, whoa, hey guys, it's just a submarine. It's not the Nodors. Like, no worries, right? And no, they're like, oh no, man,
this is so much worse.
They're like, yeah. What's the person's name? What's their name? Malduna. Yeah. She's like, Earth subs are so much worse than the Nodors. They're like, they just fire at anything.
They won't like, communicate with us.
They won't try to talk to us or anything. They're just like, I don't know, shoot it.
If we don't know what it is, we're going to destroy it.
We're just going to shoot it.
And so, sure enough,
they fire a torpedo with the armed warhead on it right at the Atlantean ship, and it just gets bounced back, and the Earth submarine is destroyed. And Maldina's like, well, that's all for them. Time to go back to Atlantis.
The end. So we successfully hung around and destroyed a solid 20, 30 person crew in a submarine.
At least.
We probably helped in murdering 35 people. 30 to
50 people.
Yeah, it's fine. No big deal. I got way too excited about battling Nodors and didn't really seriously contemplate it actually being humans. Oh my god.
Well,
so
I guess we're at the first respawn.
That is the first respawn, yeah. Yeah, that's it. We got a couple of choices that we could go back to.
Sure.
Any of them seem particularly intriguing beyond this last one?
Well, we could not get on. Like, so we let them into our ship, right? And then we could have gone with them.
Yes.
Or just gone to Atlantis.
Yes.
So we could just go to Atlantis. Or we could have attacked
them if we wanted to. But that seems very foolhardy now that we know that they just bounce right back and destroy us.
Yeah, we should not.
Probably how that one would have gone.
We should not attack them. Yeah, and I don't think that we should go back to like where we thought the formation was, because we know now that the entrance procedures have changed.
Totally, that would have been a huge mistake.
And yeah, so I feel like either we go back and like send Horton.
Alone with them. Or we choose to go to Atlantis.
And we go straight there.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just go back to the choice right before this and just run away.
I vote for that. I think it's best that we still be with Horton.
Okay, so you just want to go to the one right before this.
Right, where it was fight or run away.
Fight or flight. And you want a flight.
Yeah. I think that maybe we should just
fight. For the record, that is what I wanted to do.
I understand that, Chad. I'm sorry. I got really excited, and I wanted to battle another race of beings, and I thought it would have been super cool, but instead we just murdered humans.
He just murdered a bunch of people.
Which for no does not reason. Make me feel very good. Thanks for rubbing that in, Chad.
No reason.
You went along with it. I just want you to know that you're like an accomplice in this.
Well, you know. So, here we... I found the page. So, we are going to go back.
Yeah.
And turn to page 66.
Perfect.
Respawn number one.
Running away.
And we're going to run away.
We will not engage.
Monty Python style. Like, we're just going to run away.
Run away! Shit! Damn it! Come on! Oh! No, okay. I'm sorry.
Eric was really happy with this choice.
I was so ready for so much excitement, Chad, and they just put the kibosh on it. Kiboshed. That's what happened.
So, real quick. We died.
We did not die.
We didn't die. The story ended.
Yes, there's a distinction there. Let it be known.
We get away. There's all kinds of subs in the water. Like, we dive.
We sounded so intelligent when we were like, let's get away from here. There's tons of subs. Chinese subs, European subs, American subs. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh yeah, well, there probably are a lot of submarines out there in the ocean all the time.
And so we dive and we run away and we get to Atlantis and
we get back through the crack in the earth. We're headed down.
Yep.
We're super excited to be returning.
And we kind of doze off and fall asleep. And when we wake up, we're in the lost city of Atlantis. The end.
And that's it.
That's it.
I mean,
Story over.
I mean, I guess it's kind of a happy ending. It's happier than the first one.
We made it back to Atlantis.
We did.
Whatever that place is like.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. But, okay. So now we can't go back.
I don't think so.
Because we took the other choice already.
Yeah. Because we only went back one choice before.
So we're done.
So I think
story is that, over that, that's for the us. End?
I think that's it.
Oh no.
I mean, I'm pretty sure like that's we can't do anything else unless we cheat.
Oh no. Chad, we should have gone back and abandoned Horton.
Yeah, but we didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm not satisfied.
You're not satisfied with this book?
No!
Because you didn't get to go to Atlantis?
No, well, I don't know. I mean, you did. Like, we got there. Well, you don't seem unsatisfied at all.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Chad's like, I'm used to this.
It's not the first time this has happened.
Man, I don't know. I thought maybe I just expected a different... Well, I mean, obviously, many different things could have happened.
A lot of different things could have happened.
I'm just sad that we didn't experience them. I don't know. I feel like I've... Man, maybe I feel like I personally did a very poor job of leading you astray on this one, Chad. I don't know.
I think if it's fine. I mean, I feel like we made choices that sit well with Cherik's values. Well, which is why I'm okay with it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Like,
we made choices that we would and should have made because that's how we think and believe.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough. No, you're absolutely
like,
right.
We didn't abandon our friend. We stayed with him.
We did not. We tried to stay with the Atlanteans and fight off evil intruders who just happened to be humans.
Humans. We just murdered a bunch of people.
Dumbass humans who were like, we're going to shoot at this thing and die. Damn. Maybe that's just it. I've got a lot of guilt after this episode, Chad.
It's one of those, like, I wanted it to be so much more than it was.
Maybe that was it. Like, the first journey to Atlantis was so revelatory and amazing and a marvelous journey.
Yeah. And this origin one, story for Cherik.
This one just, I don't know, it threw the left turns and then there was that right turn and that left turn again. Just,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we never really got to Atlantis and got to do cool stuff in Atlantis.
We got there, but we didn't get to do anything. Like, I would love to know more about Atlantis and more about its people versus just hanging out in space
because
and
it seems like
travel,
a very different Atlantis than what we experienced going to the center of the Earth.
We didn't even see Atlantis, did we?
No.
Right. We were just thrown and whirled out into the stars and the space and the traveling of thoughts. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, after the end of this book, you know, there are many more adventures that we have in Atlantis with Horton. And I guess we should feel excited in the fact that now Horton is there with us to see Atlantis and that if and when we go back up to Earth, we will be vindicated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really... the goals were achieved.
I think so. If we make it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we probably will.
We probably will. We did it once.
Do it again.
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm feeling a little bit better about this.
Good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel like maybe the ending wasn't what we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be one of those that we do want to come back and read again.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's very much to me like we never got to fight the evil power master kind of a deal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe we'll just never really know what Atlantis is really like.
Maybe. Maybe we do already, but we just don't know that we know.
Does Cherik know that we don't know that we don't know we
Does we know that Cherik doesn't know that us knows that he knows that we knows that he knows that I know?
Do we know how many times we've done the we know, you know, he know, Cherik knows, we know, don't know, maybe know, possibly know? Anything?
3.
Oh! I thought it was 42.
No, I think maybe even just once.
Oh.
This might be the only second time that we made that joke.
Okay, it was just number 2. All right.
Anyway. Well, maybe a little bit shorter one this week.
But we still hope that you enjoyed it. And yeah, I mean, of course, it all depends on the story. And since we don't know what we're doing or where we're going, things are bound to happen. So. Yeah.
Sometimes we have a really long, you know?
And sometimes it's really short and we make not necessarily the best decisions. Who knows? But if anyone else...
Return to Atlantis.
Check it out. Return to Atlantis.
Choose Your Own Adventure number 18.
How many endings are there? 15?
18 endings.
18 possible endings, and we found two.
Two. So.
There's got to be some better ones out there, folks. If you come across them, please let us know. Quick shout out to...
Our friends Jake and Danielle Prestige. Our amazing intro and outro music.
Yep.
And
hope you guys enjoy it because we freaking love it. Yeah.
We love it so much. They're an LA-based band called the Blackbird Review. You can check their shows out there and also check out Jacob, his side project called Windsurfer. You can find him facebook.com/windsurfer, WYNDSRFR.
Oh, spell it out again, Chad.
It's Windsurfer, WYNDSRFR, facebook.com/windsurfer.
Fantastic. Also, if you apply now, you can get two for the price of one.
Yeah. Get in on that trip. It's BOGO. BOGO on the Cherick Retreat right now. Limited time only. Two for the price of one. That's two people for $800.
For the price of one.
Again, that was Dove Chocolates. .com/CYOA Cherick 3.
Should we just call it the Cherick deal because it's two for the price of one?
Oh, it is the Cherick deal. Two for the price of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
Every time you, now in real life, everybody, if you see like a BOGO offer, you'd be like, oh, you guys doing a Cherick deal? two for one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Cherick deal.
The Cherick deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want that. Y'all always want in on the Cherick deal, folks.
And we don't say it very often, but also thanks to Trevor Duber at Duber Creative for our amazing logo and artwork.
That's true, too.
He's really great. There's
been a lot of people who've had a lot really of cool friends helping us move on. Way. So that is really exciting. We really do appreciate it, and we appreciate the support. Plug it if you love us, guys. If you listen to us a lot, please shout us out on Facebook or the Twitter or anywhere over the interwebs. We really appreciate that.
Give a quick rating review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Those help so much, like more than you know.
We're still growing and creating a wider fan base, theoretically every day. And who knows what can happen if you help us out just a little bit. So we'd love it. And yeah, I guess we'll catch you next time, probably.
Yeah, that maybe. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we'll be back here doing this again.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
We haven't even made it through half of these freaking books, folks.
There are plenty of more Choose Your Own Adventure books out there to be read.
So many to come.
I intend to read them until there are no more.
Or we're dead. Yeah. Hopefully. One of those two options.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll read them all first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's been real. This is Chad and Eric, and we've been...
Cherick. Cherick.